Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to another edition of the WTF Files with Louis Shoup. That would be me. I'm the guy talking tonight. Welcome aboard. There's certainly been more than enough of these WTFs. And one I want to get to in particular is a rather disturbing one involving our current president, Joe Biden. He is saying that we no longer support the concept of Taiwan gaining independence or keeping their independence. They've been independent ever since the communists took over China. I think it was 1948. I could be wrong on that. But they took over, and the government at that time, the democratically elected government of China, fled the capital to Taiwan, where they have been ever since. So he said yesterday, as a matter of fact, the United States does not support the independence of Taiwan after Taiwanese voters rebuffed China and gave the ruling party a third presidential term. Earlier in the day, the Taiwanese ruling Democratic Progressive Party, presidential candidate Lai Ching-te, came to power, strongly rejecting Chinese pressure to spurn him and pledged both to stand up to Beijing and seek talks. Here's a major WTF, because before this point, Joe Biden was all over Taiwanese independence, gave them lots of money for arms and guns and missiles and such. And now that money is supposed to go to waste? Well, I suspect, and I hope this is true, that the reason that Joe Biden is saying this is to prevent China from rattling their sabers and threatening war games near the border with Taiwan. But still, what the flying fuck? Okay, this is a complete reversal on his part. And it makes me question, what else has he given in to China for? About a month or so ago, was it? They met in San Francisco. They removed all the homeless people off the streets of San Francisco, cleaned it up all nice for President Xi. I think that's how you pronounce it. Largely, we don't know what they talked about. I'm sure they talked about Taiwan. I'm sure they talked about the Chinese spy balloon that drifted over a good part of our country and a good part of Canada. They shot it down over the Atlantic. They retrieved it, I'm sure, by now. And they discovered that it was, in fact, communicating through an unstated American ISP. Now, it would stand to reason that they're not using Wi-Fi. Most likely, they're using a cell company. Which cell company? American people want to know. Okay, I want to know. Because if it's the one I'm using, and I'm not going to mention the one I'm using, then I'm not going to use it anymore. This kind of information should be public. It should be public. But that's not why we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about mass surveillance, which is an issue quite near and dear to my heart. It is supported by another organization that is near and dear to my heart. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF.org. I've been pretty much a card-carrying member since the beginning when I had a machine seized and a good friend of mine got in trouble long ago in the state of Arizona. But that's neither here nor there. This past Wednesday, I put in an appearance in front of Allentown City Council because Allentown is in the process of installing gunshot sensors and automated license plate readers. The title of the show tonight is We Are Not Free, Part 1. There will be a Part 2. There will be a Part 3. And hopefully, down the road, we will be free of these invasive anti-constitutional devices. But I'm going to read a section here. This was what I was going to read Wednesday night in front of Allentown City Council, and I read a good part of it, but then I got clocked out, so I couldn't read the whole thing, and at the end, I ask them to please reconsider Bill 58. So I will begin with this. Greetings all. My name is Louis Shoup. My address of a record is blank. I'm not telling that on the air. Though I am temporarily evicted thanks to overzealous city employees. A month ago, I announced my candidacy as an independent candidate for the PA 7th Congressional District of the U.S. House of Representatives. One of my reasons is to ask the following question. Why is it that our American Constitution is considered the highest law in the land, yet it is infringed the most and infringers punished the least? A campaign slogan that I have adopted is, "Help me bring Lincoln's better angels back to the halls of Congress." Tonight, I ask you to bring Lincoln's better angels to this chamber. I come to you tonight to ask the City Council to reconsider Bill 58, which was introduced on June 13, 2023, and passed by unanimous vote on July 19, 2023, despite my request at the time that this bill be tabled. Bill 58 allows the installation of gunshot sensors and automated license plate readers in Allentown. These controversial and intrusive technologies track people, but nobody's tracking outcomes. Police claim to you that the technology would allow them to respond quicker to gunshots, preserving evidence, and clear more gun-related crimes. But there's no tracking of response times before and after, no tracking of whether evidence is better preserved, and no tracking of whether the clearance rate for gun-related crimes is better after the adoption of this technology rather than before its adoption. If the benefits are so clear, why not require Allentown police to show you their work? We can't just adopt an intrusive and possibly unconstitutional technology with no metrics at all. As a candidate, I am concerned about the expansion of the surveillance state, and in particularly about the damage it does to the First and Fourth Amendments. We have a right not to be subjected to unreasonable searches and seizures. Over the last 15 years, the Supreme Court has increasingly recognized that citizens have a valid privacy interest in the pattern of their movements in public. It's no longer enough, constitutionally, to say that citizens can be subjected to audio surveillance from gunshot sensors simply because those sensors record in public places. It's no longer enough, constitutionally, to say that police can track the patterns of where our cars move in public. As data collection gets cheaper and deeper, the requirement on law enforcement to justify that collection by getting a proper Fourth Amendment compliant probable cause warrant has increased. As an Allentown resident, I'm letting you know that it's not appropriate for police to do this to me, to you, or to anybody. They should only start to seize records of our comings and goings and of what we say as we walk down the street if they reasonably believe us to be involved in an actual crime. Doing this proactively is unconstitutional. Doing this proactively and then not even bothering to check whether it's working beggars belief. Our Fourth Amendment reads as follows. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Please reconsider this and reverse the trends of mass surveillance. Failure to do this will force me to invoke the Home Rule Charter and involve the power of the registered voters of the City of Allentown, as well as other legal action that I will pursue as I see fit. At that point, you will have failed your oath to defend the American Constitution. Have a nice day. That's how I would have ended it. But I didn't get that far. I have now, if they're listening. And I hope they're listening. I hope everybody's listening. This is just so important. It defies explanation, even. But there's more. This mass surveillance is not just Allentown specific. Bethlehem is doing this. Bethlehem has been doing this. If you look on some of the pictures of the main site for tonight's episode, I included some pictures I took. The one picture, which is actually on its side, is a picture of the surveillance tower trailer recently parked in front of the 7-Eleven at 7th and Hamilton in Allentown. This thing has microphones. This thing has cameras. It has a cell connection, and it broadcasts 24 hours a day, supposedly in a high-crime area. The only other place I've seen one of these is in the parking lot in Whitehall Township in front of the Giant Supermarket on MacArthur Road. But even there, another bad thing about this surveillance is the intrusiveness and the possible racial bias of these devices. There's other pictures I took up there as well that are on that site. These are cameras used by the Allentown Police Department. There's one mounted on a pole. There's another one mounted on a traffic light. And you got to notice that a majority of these are downtown. Is it because Allentown police are racist? I would hope not, because there's a lot of racial bovine manure occurring in the city of Allentown. Our mayor, Matt Turk, has in fact been accused of racism. He says he's not, but questions remain. I mean, people got fired over this. The human relations director got fired supposedly over this. And in the near future, council will be selecting someone to investigate the mayor's office to see if all these firings did in fact happen in a proper manner. I hope they were. The NAACP has complained. Lots of black people have come up and complained. But again, this is currently unresolved. And these matters of mass surveillance are going to be forwarded to that investigator. I'll see to it myself if I have to. Give me a moment here. But yeah, mass surveillance. I Googled the phrase mass surveillance equals slavery. And I got more than I bargained for. Starting with Ferguson, Missouri, Black Lives Matter have claims about it. Black bodies require surveillance. Government records such as the Book of Negroes instituted the tracking of black bodies through written text, and this was in the 18th century. This kind of surveillance has built up ever since blacks have won their freedom. And the hits just keep coming and coming and coming. But wait, there's more. Bear with me here a moment as I call up my notes. I'm only working with two computers, and it's kind of challenging because I'm used to working with several computers and several laptops and a multitude of screens, and I only have two. Yeah, I know. Pity me, right? Ha ha ha. Bear with me here a moment. I wanted to reference something else here that I also found disturbing. There was an article here from the Family Minded Zone, otherwise known as WFMZ. And in this article, it started to explain that these devices were in fact being installed and I'm trying to find it. I posted it in one of the Facebook groups that I manage called Let's Build a New Allentown Together. There's the link to the city council meeting. One moment. There is more. There we go. Gunshot detection systems installed in Allentown in an effort to reduce crime. Now, a lot of people out here, especially in Allentown, there are some people who don't like promised neighborhoods. Until recently, I would have disagreed with that. I've been friends with Hassan Batts for quite some time, and I admire him for what he's attempting to do here in Allentown to reduce gun violence, even though, technically, my own solution would be different. My own solution would be to give almost everybody a gun, except for convicted criminals. This has been proven to work. In particular, Kennesaw, Georgia, I like to point to that city, where the head of household is required to have a gun unless there is a valid reason for it, like if they're a convicted criminal, or there's an exception for being a conscientious objector. Okay. Which anybody can claim that, and it's not really pursued. If you don't want to, if you don't want a gun, don't keep one. But this city, Kennesaw, Georgia, is one of the safest ones in the country. They got one of the lowest crime rates in the country, regardless of whether you're black or white. I mean, when these shootings happen, when that 1-year-old boy got shot up a couple of weeks ago in Allentown, I'll bet you that person didn't think they were going to get shot, and they didn't. By the way, that person surrendered about a week later. He surrendered to Lehigh County Prison, and he's in the system right now. But again, when these shootings happen, when these mass shootings happen, they don't think that they're going to get shot. They don't think that they're going to die. When was the last time you saw a police car, police station shot up outside of the movies? That was about the only time I ever seen one, in the movie Terminator. The Terminator says, "I'll be back." And then he crashes his police car into the police station and starts shooting up the police. That doesn't happen in real life. Why? Because nobody is that much of a fucking idiot. Nobody will shoot up a police station because there's so many guns. When was the last time you heard about a gun store getting robbed? I don't think I ever did. But it would be a pretty ballsy move considering the likelihood that you will be shot and suffer a very painful death. But back to this story. This was on the family-minded zone. And Promised Neighborhood said a few things here. And I actually forgot to mention our former illustrious mayor, his honor, as we sometimes call him, Fed Ed, Mayor Ed Pawlowski, who is currently doing big time in the Big Slammer for 47 counts of pay to play. But it was his idea to install a majority of these cameras that are already in the city of Allentown, especially the ones used by police. And they're tied into that big giant NSA data center in Ogden, Utah. Everything that they record is going out there, and some of them are relatively new. They do 1080p. But, yeah, Mayor Pawlowski looked into buying a similar system called ShotSpotter. It would be another deterrent. It would make it more for criminals to work and operate in the city, said Pawlowski in an interview from 2006. That's how old some of these cameras are. And that's how long I've been asking city council to do something like this. But nobody wants to do anything. It would be another deterrent. That's the same goal of Flock's safety devices. Promised Neighborhoods hopes it's just the beginning of the city's efforts to reduce violent crime. If $1.5 million saves one life, then I think it's a good investment. Do I need to stop there? No, says Dr. Batts. He talks about that. I think it will just get us information faster so that we can be more helpful to the people that are left, right, to pick up the pieces, said Dr. Hassan Batts. The city told us the devices won't be active until the end of the month, but organizations like Promise Neighborhood of the Lehigh Valley are already excited about the potential to help reduce and respond to crimes. No, 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 no. This is not the way. Mass surveillance is not the way. Do you know that, well, okay, I've already mentioned before that Republicans lie and lie and lie every day, every way. I've actually started listening to Roger Stone on WABC and other pundits. I can't believe how much they lie about the southern border. Like they're experts at the southern border. They're not experts. They're fed this bovine manure by those who seek to divide, not unify. Our southern border and our northern border, which is not so bad, our southern border in particular, outside of China, is the most heavily surveilled piece of real estate on the planet Earth. Did you know that within 100 miles of the southern border and within 100 miles of the northern border, all your constitutional rights disappear? So much for the highest law on the land. People get pulled over all the time. I knew a young lady who was driving a Jeep once down along the border between Mexico and New Mexico. She was driving on a highway within 100 miles of the border, and she got pulled over by immigration. They checked her out, and they looked around her Jeep, and she wasn't carrying any illegal aliens, and then they let her go. But her constitutional rights were violated, and she was quite shaken up at the time. Stories like that you don't hear very often. And this is where the mass media comes in. There's lots of people out there saying that the mass media doesn't always tell the story. Well, sometimes they're right. The mass media doesn't always tell the story. Hey, I got a caller. We're going to try this here. It's been a while since I've had this. You, do we want to join? Let's try this. Hello. Can you hear me now? Did I get it right? Nope, didn't get it right. Let's try this one. I had to press a different button. Do we have it?
Hello?
Hey. Hey, Robert. I recognize your number.
Hey, Lou.
Welcome aboard.
Long time no hear.
I'm glad too. I was discussing the southern border and how our rights have been violated and such. Mm-hmm. Anywhere within 100 miles of the border, our constitutional rights disappear, and yet this is called the highest law on the land, and yet it can be suspended within 100 miles of the border.
Amazing.
It is.
Amazing. I don't object to the position that, you know, we have to have some limits on our southern border as far as who gets in and who doesn't get in. I object to mm-hmm. all the limits, and I certainly object to, as you say, that it's the most surveilled piece of property that the United States owns, and that's not in accordance with the Bill of Rights. So I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the main article, the main thing that I was talking about was all the surveillance that was going on. I already read off my speech, for example. I don't know if you heard. I read off the mm-hmm. entire speech that I would have given Allentown City Council mm-hmm. the other night. And I was describing some
asked,
of these machines.
You should ask forgiveness rather than permission to speak, to finish your speech, yeah.
I should have, but hindsight is always 20/20. But here's the thing. Here's the beauty of it. It's not just Allentown. Bethlehem has these cameras mounted on traffic poles. Easton has some mm-hmm. as well. And lots of other communities throughout this country, in fact, are installing these devices in the mistaken belief that security will be increased. But we're losing our freedoms. We no longer have the freedom to travel. We no longer have the freedom to travel uninhibited. Our conversations outside are most likely being recorded by these gunshot sensors.
Mm-hmm.
And this is happening throughout the country. In fact, Brian Kohlberger, I'll bring that name up for a moment. Brian Kohlberger mm-hmm. was accused about a year or so ago of murdering four co-eds in Idaho. And after that point, his father picked him up and drove him all the way from Idaho back to the Pocono Mountains here, just north of the Lehigh mm-hmm. Valley. And they tracked him the whole time. They tracked him and his phones and his dad's phone, and they even pulled him over at one point just to make sure that everything was working, and it was.
Mm.
and they started to reveal the tracking process of how they were able to ping the phones along the way, as mm. well as all the automated license plate readers that they passed on Interstate 90 and Interstate 80, coming back mm-hmm. to the Poconos. And then suddenly a judge came out and said, we got to put a gag order on this because there's too much information leaking out. And mm. then all of a sudden you heard nothing.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's like our government, which has all kinds of surveillance powers, as was revealed by Edward Snowden back in 2013,
mm-hmm.
they don't
mm-hmm.
want us to know that we're being surveilled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's not in accordance with the Constitution, all that stuff. We, you know, everybody's talking about crime. They should be talking about the erosion of the Constitutional Bill of Rights. And it doesn't take the place of good police detective work. You know, just because you have a lot of, machinery or to spy on people, I mean, that's what mm-hmm. good police detective work is supposed to be the
right, and that's what good police presence is supposed to do. The general
right.
idea with lots of people, for example, I'm reading Mulavinsky's blog. I do that every day. I read Bernie O'Hara's blog. I read that every day. And it's a mm. common thing. More police reduces crimes. It
right.
was Mayor, who was it? Bill Hyde, I think, back in the late 90s, had increased
mm.
Neighborhood patrols of
yes.
The police. Before Mayor Hyde came on, there was a major crime spree, and more people were getting shot up then than they are now, and they increased
mm-hmm.
the police presence. There were more cops on the beat, more cops on the street. They had police substations, and you guess what? Crime went down.
Yeah, I remember.
Crime went down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And their reliance on unconstitutional technology has actually put the city in danger now. Why do I say that? I don't know this specifically for sure, but I do remember a few years ago when the city of Allentown was infected with the Emotet virus. The Emotet virus
yes.
is a modular virus that is capable of, with add-ons, it is capable of stealing logon credentials. It is capable of stealing credit card information, and
mm-hmm.
it was supposedly rumored, and I don't know if this is true or not, that it was an Allentown police officer who was surfing for porn one night. They were bored out of their skulls. They were surfing
mm-hmm.
for porn on the police-issued laptop,
yeah.
and they downloaded yeah. something they shouldn't have,
yep.
and it got loose. And when it
mm-hmm.
did, the city was shut down. They ended up having to spend $6 million to Microsoft,
yep.
to have
yep.
Microsoft come in and clean out the
mm-hmm.
virus, something which I could have done
yeah.
for a whole lot less money using the very
well, yeah.
same tools. But that's neither here nor there. The point being is their over-reliance on this technology.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty pathetic. It's pretty pathetic what we've become. You know, we suppressed individual freedom just so that we can have an illusion of safety rather than doing it right. Plus, you know,
mm-hmm.
The idea of Allentown's finest, you know, that's how much they think about women, that they surf on the internet for, you know, that doesn't sound good either. But, you know, this whole reliance on technology is misplaced, I think. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if it was a young police officer, that's one thing. I used to host porn websites 20, 25 years ago. But I was doing it more as an exercise in defending mm-hmm. these websites. Porn websites mm-hmm. are usually considered the easiest ones to hack. Why?
Right.
Because everybody
sure.
wants free porn. Okay? So
right.
I was basically using these porn websites that I used to host as honeypots. A honeypot is mm-hmm. a special web server that is designed to be predictably invaded and infested. And the idea behind that is to see what kind of tactics that hackers would use to gain access to these porn files. So that's the only
gotcha.
Reason I did it.
No, I
and I can tell you,
but
I can tell
the...
you there was a lot of viruses involved.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. No, I was just going to say, the Allentown police are supposed to defend all our citizens. That's their job, and yet they're searching for information that demeans women who they often have to protect. It doesn't bode well for that, and plus the fact that why do we even have this technology that's being misused. And that's being abused. And I mean, the Allentown police have a special obligation because they defend all our citizens. But it doesn't sound like they were interested in defending all their citizens. There's a lot of accusation mm-hmm. of racism, too, among the police force because they don't really have all our citizens in mind when they're protecting us. They sort of have certain other citizens.
I certainly hope that's not true, because
well, it is true.
That would
because
be
they just proved it. They just proved it by that mm-hmm. by that thing by their misusing the computer system that caused the hack when we shouldn't even have had need for that computer system in the first place. Unless, like you say, it's a honeypot. Maybe they were. I mean, if they were trying to, catch police officers who really didn't have the best interest of women at heart when they were supposedly defending them, that would be in a way a honeypot. But
I'm just saying, if that's true or not.
I'm just saying they shouldn't even have had the opportunity to look for that stuff because it should have been. We shouldn't have been having that computer system in the first place. If that makes sense.
Well, there are legitimate uses for a laptop in a vehicle by a police officer. There are legitimate uses. They contact with Lehigh County, for example. They run if anybody's wanted or not. And there's other software that they use. Those are legitimate uses. But I wanted to touch upon something else here for a moment.
Okay.
This is the part that nobody seems to be thinking about yet. And that is artificial intelligence. Within the past 12 months, artificial intelligence has exploded exponentially, okay? And Flock is talking about using this down the road to help monitor things and keep things going smooth. And here's the issue. Artificial intelligence is not perfect, and it won't be perfect anytime soon. There have been various examples of Microsoft starting up an AI and letting it loose on the internet, and within 24 hours turned into a racist bastard before they pulled the plug on it. And luckily they found the plug to pull on it too, or that rogue AI could have done a lot of damage. But my fear is with all these cameras going around and automated shot sensors is that the data will be misinterpreted. Okay. And there's a history of this. There's a strong history of this already being biased against Black and Hispanic peoples and other people of color, especially with cameras that can't tell the color difference.
Right.
Or that tell the color difference and think, oh, wait, that's a black guy. He's got a gun. Ooh, look at that big bulge.
Yeah, a gun or a banana. Yeah.
And these artificial intelligence systems are making these kind of decisions without any oversight. And that's my biggest fear. My biggest fear is that they're going to misidentify someone, and the next thing you know, that person is going to get shot, and it's going to turn out to be an innocent person.
That's a very good point. The AI is has no place at this point. That's a very good point.
This whole shotgun detection system doesn't have a legitimate use, in large part because it doesn't just listen for gunshots. Okay? Your voice assistant on your phone. Your phone is always listening. Your phone, my phone, iPhones, all these phones with Siri and with Google Voice and everything like that, they are always listening for the trigger word. This is the same with Alexa. I recently encountered an Alexa device, and I had the chance to play around with it for a little bit here and there. And it was always listening for the wake-up word. And how do we know what it sends to the remote servers? It does send your voice. Google sends your voice. Every time you speak into your Google device, it sends your voice and the words to their servers. All right? Mostly in Cupertino, but it could be elsewhere. And that can be sniffed. One of the things Snowden talked about back in 2013 was how things could be sniffed in transit. They have locker rooms. AT&T has them. Centritel has them. Verizon has them. The NSA has these rooms in the telephone company. And I've seen one of them myself back in the day where all this voice traffic is collected and all this data traffic is collected and diverted. This is going to one of several different destinations. Among them, I've mentioned it before, in Ogden, Utah, there's a big NSA data collection center that has petabytes worth of hard drives. And this stuff is stored. And if anything is encrypted, it is stored. It is stored because they're looking forward to when artificial intelligence combined with quantum computing is capable of cracking any modern-day encryption that they have now. And as I said, this is not just Allentown specific. Allentown is just my backyard. Allentown is my backyard. It's your backyard. Bethlehem is my backyard, your backyard. But this is happening all across the Lehigh Valley and all across the country. And this is one of the things I want to change with my candidacy, okay, available at shootforcongress.com, which I have it on the page there. But this is one of the things I want to fight against, because I don't want our descendants to be slaves of the surveillance state and whoever controls the surveillance state. 4 years ago, it was Trump. And look at all the bovine manure he caused back then. He had command of the surveillance state. He should have known what he did was wrong when he took all those papers to Florida. But he doesn't care. He is so obsessed with power, he wants it back. And he's willing to do anything to do it. And if he does, I fear for our country. I fear for our people. The last time he was president, millions of people died. Millions of Americans died of COVID because of the way he mismanaged it. And millions more died throughout the world. If Trump becomes president again, more people will die. And that is sad.
Yes. Yep. Very true. Very true.
Okay. To our listeners out there, we got listeners. I'm going to open up the phone lines here. You can talk to me. You can talk to Robert. You can talk to yourself, but you don't need to call in to do that. 515-605-9898 is the call-in number. It is available on the page. where I posted the link to all these Facebook groups. I think I hit about 40 or 50 of them up today, and most of them allowed my ad, so I'm happy with that. 515-605-9898. You can talk about my campaign. You can talk about these mass surveillance devices, which I posted some of the pictures already, and there will be more pictures, and there will be more shows devoted to this subject. I'm attempting to line up some guests even now for the near future. I'm not going to say who, at least not until I get it confirmed, but these are subject matter experts. And that coffee was good.
I'm sorry, what was that? You faded out for a second.
Yeah, I noticed. There was a minor glitch in the switchboard. We got 20 minutes left. 515-605-9898 is the number to call in and talk to me. Give me your questions. You want to talk about something different? I'm listening. Surveys indicate, however, that most American citizens value their privacy and would be concerned if the government was monitoring their communications. Oh, I'm reading off this one article I spotted earlier. Many who are aware of the present breadth of government-sponsored digital surveillance have a negative reaction, particularly when hearing that the tactic is aimed at U.S. citizens. Really? They must never have been within 100 miles of the border. And by the way, that notion that I mentioned with being 100 miles from the border and having your constitutional rights suspended, that wasn't Donald Trump who did that. That was George W. Bush.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was president after 9/11. This was done shortly after 9/11 in 2001 by President Bush. And the policy was actually pushed by Donald Rumsfeld, who was interested at the time in making sure that no terrorists were trying to come across the border.
Right.
And it hasn't changed a bit. We still got things like gate rape going on, for example. Gate rape is when you go you went through it when you went to Israel. You remember? You were searched by TSA before you left the country.
Oh, that kind of date rape. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, gate rape, G-A-T-E. Not date
rape.
Oh,
gate
rape.
I got you, yeah.
Thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they felt you up pretty good, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Now, imagine if that was a little boy. Imagine if that was a little boy or a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she was getting all felt up. To make sure that she didn't have anything in her panties or have an explosive in their shoe like the shoe bomber or anything like that. That stuff's still going on.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
when that
absolutely.
Hurt, when that first happened after 9/11, there was an uproar over that. But you know what happened? The uproar died down. And nowadays, with the mass media and all, you don't hear anything about gateway. Hey, we got another caller.
Oh, great. I have another call. I'm going to go off for a second.
Go ahead and mute yourself.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you doing?
Oh. Hi.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me well?
I can hear you fine.
All right. Hey, man. How's it going? I was calling in. You caught me what I was going to say. It was about Bush starting the Patriot Act deal. And, of course, he's a cause of all that. Then everybody jumped on the bandwagon. You know, let's make some money. Some more devices we can sell, the better off we are to the government. We control the people. And then Obama jumped in on the party, too. He gave you a free cell phone so we could track it through your phone. So everything is tracked through your phone, your Facebook, everything you do, you are no longer free. You never was anyway, but, you know. This thing, like 1933,
right, but it's getting worse and worse.
Yes, it is. Right, AI is coming in now. Guess that's the best one ever. AI is here to stay, and it's already affected. Matter of fact, Sam's Club just announced yesterday that all their stores, day before yesterday, that all their Sam's Club stores you no longer will have to use the receipt to check out at your Sam's Club store. AI will take care of that for you. It will analyze everything in your cart, and you won't even know it's doing it. So I wonder about that buried stuff, but there's this actual transcender that's actually being put on each product that it can detect. Uh-huh. So, you know, whatever. But, I mean, well, you know, Walmart stock has dropped drastically when the self-checkout system got put in place because everything was walking out of the stores. And then Walmart said, hey, we can do something more evil. Let's be evil with the people. They will let you steal so much stuff and let you pile up every time you stole something or missed a scan or whichever. Mm-hmm. So it's a felony level. Then Walmart will prosecute you. Ain't that nice? So anyway. Yeah.
Incredible.
Just lovely. Yeah, it is crazy, isn't it? I mean, I'm a sales host myself. Yeah, go ahead.
If I can ask you a question, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Missouri.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been near the southern border?
Yes, I have many times. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you've seen some of the surveillance that's going on down there?
Yes, I have. I have.
What
There's
kind of
a
stuff
lot of
have
it
you
there.
Seen down there?
Well, that's when I was first introduced to the flock camera system. I don't know if you're familiar with the flock camera system.
I was talking about it earlier.
Okay, well, I didn't catch the show earlier, bro. I just got here. But they have... They, you know, actually, these cameras and these monitoring systems are all considered unconstitutional. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are unconstitutional. But, like, these plate readers, everything else, but the southern border, it's got everything. It's got every type of surveillance system you could ever want, plus satellite.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything. It's a deluxe package. Why? Why is everybody in the border? And we're worried about terrorists, so we turn the American people into these so-called terrorists, so we're going to monitor everything the American people do. But we got the damn border wide open. Why is that? Does that make any sense? I can't seem to figure that one out. Why do they let that happen?
It confuses me without using artificial intelligence. But a lot of this artificial intelligence that is used along the border is actually heavily used in China right now. China is the most heavily surveilled state on the planet Earth, and they're developing new AI techniques to surveil their people even more. It amazed me when there was that there was a rebellion during COVID when the COVID lockdowns were still in China. The Guodong Foxconn factory rebelled against the government because they got tired of it all. And right after that is when the Chinese government gave up on trying to contain COVID. They let everything go because they didn't want a revolution. They didn't want a rebellion. And now COVID has been running amok within China, but now we don't know how bad because nobody's reporting anything in China. Everything is so locked down, we have no clue what's going on in China.
Well, I was there 6 years
mass surveillance.
Ago. I was there 6 years ago before COVID, you know. And, you know, it's a whole different world when you walk into it. There's like, there is no money. Everything's done with cards. Mm-hmm. Everything's done with cards. And I mean, everybody you see, everybody has a phone. It's insane. You think it's bad here watching people play with cell phones over there. They're glued to them. And the other thing with the Communist Party has got this up, they track everybody. Even me, I was considered now, you know, something they're definitely watching because I'm an American. You know, they didn't like me there anyway, even though it was a business reason why I was there. I wasn't there to tour our vacation. I didn't want to go there. You know, I don't want no part of it, but I had to. But anyway, but the thing is, they are completely controlled in every way. Then I found out from a friend of mine that does live in China, told me, he sent me video of this, people being welded into their houses when COVID was going.
Welded?
They were actually welding their doors shut. Yeah, man. They were welding their doors shut on their houses, our apartments. I'm like, wow, man, that's psychotic. That's crazy, you know? A lot of people died from starvation, believe it or not, in China because of that. They were forgot about. Weld them up, leave them in, and they're forgot about. Wow. Yeah. They don't care. They don't care. It's all about the power. That's, and the power was called money. You know, you control the money, you control the people, and that's what China did with their people. That's exactly how they do it. It's crazy. In this country here, I don't know what we're looking at here next. We don't know what's next here. I don't care who's in office. I don't care, Donald Trump, Biden, whoever, don't care. It's still ran by the same corporate assholes. That's who's running the show. It's all corporate control. You know, there is no more we the people. It don't exist. I'd like to wish there was. I'd say, God, you know, we're supposed to be the one being protected, but we're not longer. They forgot about us, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm. You do know I'm running for office, right?
No, sir, I don't know who you are, dude. I just thought your show. Who are you?
That's okay. I'm running as an independent here in the PA-7 Congressional District. Neither Democrat nor Republican. I'm trying to unify because both parties got it bad. Both parties got it wrong. And if you look on my website, shootforcongress.com, what I want to do is I want to harness the power of the registered voter. I want to institute direct democracy within the political confines that we have now. Rather than depending on the parties to legislate, I want to depend on the people in my district to help me legislate, to help me get things done.
Okay, Shoot for Congress is your site?
ShootForCongress.com. It's on the page on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm not scrolling. Okay.
Where it says my platform at the end.
Okay.
That should open up in a new window, and that will show you everything else that I'm trying to accomplish here as well.
Okay.
But that's the big thing. That's the revolutionary thing. Because both parties are corrupt and corruptible. And
absolutely.
We can't keep going with a schizophrenic Congress.
No.
We have to work with everybody. Left, right, black, white, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. My same sentiments. Absolutely. That's what needs to be done. Right. You know, we got to work together as a group. You know, but they want to subdivide everything from your race, religion, color, creed, whatever. That's what they want. They don't want you to be living reality, you know. It's like, you know, I published a few things in my days, and, you know, of course I was a touring musician. But, you know, it's came to a point where, you know, like I tell people, they come up this false narrative that they're free. You are not. That is the most biggest bullshit story you've been told. Freedom ain't there no more. You don't have it. They're not protecting you no more. It ain't for we, the people. It's for them, the corporate. The ones that want to get richer, they want more. They want to catch up with the Joneses. Right, it is. Absolutely. It's going to come to a head eventually and explode. It's going to happen. Once eventually the people, well, like what Greg Abbott's doing down in Texas on the border, he's pulling out his own people now to stop it, you know. And, of course, you know, you got sides, oh, that's bad, and the other side says it's good. But nobody meets in the middle of this. You know, first off, why do we have this border wide open? We ourselves, we have so many people that are homeless, American people, that are homeless living on the streets in the freezing cold in the hot summer, but we don't care about them no more, you know. Now all of a sudden these people coming across the border, but you can't blame them. When if it was you or me, we were over there, and we had seen better horizons going into the United States, I would do the same thing. Why wouldn't you? If you live a better life, why not go for it? You know what I mean? But then there again, what is their game plan? What is the actual game plan that the United States is letting us do this, come in this country? What is the reason for that? They're using the soft heart bullshit. You know, we're going to save everybody in the world. We're the caregivers of the world. Lost. I mean, we have been. We have been the world police for a long time, you know. And here we are. Here we are, the cost of living has gone crazy, insanely high. Rent, payments, interest rate, you know, everything down to the last toothpick. You know, it's crazy. That's why you're seeing so many people that are homeless. You know, if a person's working a job at minimum wage, they cannot sustain paying the rent. You know, the rent at one time was, say, $350. Now it's like $900. You know, and I've seen it where I buy brands in Missouri.
It's more expensive here in Allentown.
Right. Okay,
rents here are like $1,800 a month for a one-bedroom apartment on up.
That is psychotic.
That's crazy.
That is psychotic,
yes, is.
You know. You know, and I mentioned that on my show a long time ago. I mean, I've been doing podcasts for 14 years. And, you know, I've told my listeners, man, it's going to get bad. I promise you it's going to get bad. But a lot of people say, no, it ain't, Ron. It's going to be fine. Everything's fine. Everything's good. And I say, yeah, well, that's the problem. People have been brainwashed and believe they're going to take care of everything. That's not the deal. They're going to make it look mm-hmm. like they're taking care of everything. Why they're doing something dirty up below that, you know? And that's what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
They went around behind our backs and robbed us blind. You know, you have no rights. You have nothing in this country. It just ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
And the political agenda is not working for we the people. It's for them themselves, more or less.
And it needs to change. It needs to
change.
It does. It needs to change so that our descendants are not slaves to the surveillance state, no matter who runs it, whether it's Trump
right.
or Biden or somebody better or somebody worse.
Right. That's why we need some people like like me. So, you know, to tell the truth. You know, tell the truth. It's not that hard. It's really easy.
It is. But the trick is to tell the truth. Listen, I got to cut you off because I'm running low on time.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Thank you very much for calling in, and hopefully I'll see
you
next Sunday, okay? All right,
thank
you.
Absolutely. No problem. Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. Okay, I got a few more minutes here to go with this show, and I wanted to rattle off one more thing that I was working on earlier. This is my two-minute stump speech, which is available at realchange.us. Let's see if I can time it right, maybe. Will it be under 2 minutes? I hope so. So the stump speech is simple. I'm running because I'm pissed. I'm angry at the way this world has turned out in the past 60 years, and I aim to invoke real change upon this nation before my time is done. Who am I? I am an ancient hacktivist, raised in the Slate Belt and living in Allentown, and I have operated in the shadows for far too long. For many years, I was blind. When I heard in 2017 that the CIA got hacked, I was motivated to get the surgeries to get my sight back, one in each eye. And I do not like the world that I see today. What do I advocate? Among many other things, how about reversing the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision that allowed big money to flood politics like it is today? How about replacing corrupt and corruptible political parties by invoking direct and participatory democracy using pre-existing political boundaries, because the major political party members are whipped, and I hear that every day. How about high-quality Medicaid for all, the kind of quality medical care Mick Jagger gets when he flies over from Great Britain, and not the poor quality of care homeless people get? I suffer because of it to this day. How about reversing the trends of infringement against the Second Amendment, against the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment, and the rest of the American Bill of Rights? Why is it that our American Constitution is considered the highest law in the land, yet it is infringed the most and infringers punished the least? How about publicly financed political campaigns? Get big money out of government. It doesn't belong there. Until that point in time comes, we have the best democracy money can buy. And there's a lot more I would like to do. Send me to Congress. Let me bring Lincoln's Better Angels back. And I'll make sure to bring my whip. And all of this and more is available on my platform at shoopforcongress.com. That's www.shoopforcongress.com. Check it out sometime. And if you're capable and if you're willing, I could use a campaign donation, because my opponents are going to have access to money and I'm broke as fuck. Thank you for listening to this rant, and at the very least, I will be on next Sunday, if not any sooner. Thanks again, and have a good day.